Commitment to the Soul. Lonnie C. Edwards, M.D., F.R.C.
The true mystical spirit, as practiced by us, need to be rededicated, strengthened, revived, and renewed. At no other time in human history have the souls of humanity had a greater need for expressing themselves through the human personality. Likewise, no better time has existed before now for humanity individually and collectively to honor and commit itself to the promptings and integrity of the indwelling soul. The intelligent qualities of soul and soul personality must be given the freedom to express themselves through human activities without any obstruction. Preparation must be made before the soul can express itself through this medium. We must desire that all obstacles interfering with the soul's expression of love, oneness, and caring must be eliminated and replaced with light, divine light. The personality must be regenerated, enlightened, disciplined, purified, and dedicated to the service of humanity and to the glory of the Creator. From a practical point of view, we must strive to become aware of all negative, destructive, or unkind thoughts, feelings, beliefs, or intentions, which might serve to block the flow of divine light coming from soul and soul personality. A sense of fulfillment, joy, security developed by encouraging the soul to express its attributes through one's personality. Desire and ambition of selfish nature diminish. There is no desire for power over any person, place, or condition. Instead, the soul begins to instill a sense of harmlessness, a commitment to express the higher self, brings about much less criticism of others. Attacks upon our brothers and our sisters, especially in instances where they seem to have fallen from the path, made a mistake, or expressed an opinion that differs sharply from our own, all fade into insignificance. Expressing the attributes of the soul develops a desire to have divine love flow continuously through and from the heart during interpersonal relationships. As this love flows, it communicates the desire to be the soul energy that exists from our minds and from our hearts. One of the purposes of universal soul, that special extension of God that is within us, is to evolve the soul personality. The soul personality is to move toward mastership and express God's attributes with increasing perfection. before entering the earth plane and while in the cosmic realm, the soul personality desires, understands, and accepts this reality. It neither thinks nor functions as a human mind, nor does it have the traditional fears, limited understanding, and reservations of the human personality. The soul personality, guided by God's will and wisdom, desires and decides exactly what experiences it needs in order to accomplish its divine mission, a divine unity with God. In achieving this, it becomes just as the Creator is, kind and loving and caring and forgiving and patient. The soul personality and God are inseparable during this earthly human journey and are always available to guide and infuse you with unconditional love and understanding in all human endeavors. The soul encourages you to be proactive in all experiences, for being reactive is destructive. Contact and unity with the soul brings understanding and answers your questions. God has so designed us that within each of us there is a special classroom, an inner sanctum, designed for inner communion. Within this classroom, your personal master teacher expects and awaits you. Seek the presence of the Master within through meditation and dedication. No one can enter this classroom except you. The Master is always there. When the soul personality leaves the cosmic realm with the lessons to be learned, it makes the commitment to carry out its mission here on the earth plane, while retaining the wisdom acquired during previous incarnations. With the first breath of life, the soul personality enters the body and finds that it is imprisoned in this physical entity with undeveloped senses and minimum awareness. A newborn infant is not equipped to communicate or to connect with the physical world in a very intelligible fashion. However, this physical world, with its experiences and human contacts, is absolutely essential to the work that the soul personality agreed to for the purpose of evolving and expressing God-like qualities. The soul personality responding to God's laws and directions continues the process of creating the important physical instruments through which it will work and develop. These include the five physical senses, the endocrine glands, and the psychic centers, and the central and sympathetic and spinal nervous systems. All of these are active and gradually grow and further develop. Among the physical body's most notable component is the brain, along with its attributes of intellect, desires, emotions, a wonderful and efficient physical instrument results. A perfect temple in which the soul will dwell. The soul personality devotes so much attention, energy, and effort in developing the physical body and its faculties that the soul personality temporarily forgets its true identity and its mission or purpose. It begins to identify with the physical body as self. But under the light of God, it begins to understand its true nature and true self. It comes to understand that the physical body, with all of its wonderful attributes, does not constitute the real self. The journey back home begins. The journey to express its God-like qualities. Let us briefly consider the mind. Mind is a part of universal mind. We might conclude that one of the functions of mind is to transmit the will and desires of the soul to the brain. The mind is truly the great sixth sense, designed to serve as a special instrument for the soul. The student of mysticism needs to meditate on the concepts dealing with the reality of the physical body and its relationship to the soul's mission, and the soul's purpose. Understanding and being conscious of this permits us to commit our lives toward God's purpose. The indwelling soul is love, light, caring, and operates according to the cosmic law of love. We seek to establish this identity, and we desire to express the soul's attributes through our human personality. We manifest light and love and caring and peace. The more we strive to be tolerant, kind, loving, idealistic, and selfless. This attitude establishes an harmonious attunement and relationship with creative cosmic forces. The soul will begin to increasingly reveal itself in our daily lives. What can we do to create, build, and express these qualities in our lives now? We must begin the process regardless of how difficult relationships, problems, and associations we may have now and that we may expect to have in the future. Through study, contemplation, prayer, and desire, we can commit ourselves to developing and expressing a loving heart and mind while showing greater generosity. We must be determined to increase our willingness to forgive, to overlook weaknesses and errors. We must be willing to extend a hand to those who seem to have fallen. We need to grasp every opportunity to maintain an inclusive mind. we must practice being open and broad-minded, tolerant and patient. We must learn to accept and love all life forms, including those that sacrifice themselves for our food, for our comfort, and emotional enjoyment. We must refuse to permit our consciousness to be tied solely to visible, earthly, negative, or bigoted thoughts of any kind, especially regarding creeds, culture, or nationality. Begin to realize that during the many incarnations through which you have lived, you have experienced various cultures, various races, various creeds and beliefs on your path of evolution. Respect all of these, for they are part of you, or will be in the future. In this life, you are given the opportunity to live and practice whatever you learned in past lives and experiences. In accordance with cosmic law, if you fail to do this, your lesson plans must be revised. Experiences must be repeated until they are learned and practiced. Consult the soul within and let it guide and walk the path with you. Provide yourself with a quiet time to go into the inner sanctum, attune with your personal master within. One way of doing this is to begin before you even sit down by becoming quiet and mentally stating, I intend to commune with God and my master within. Or you may choose to say, I intend to commune with my higher mind. Then sit down comfortably, becoming still, while taking deep breaths slowly in and slowly out, relaxing more and more and focusing upon just the movement of your breath coming in and out. State your intention as many times as necessary for sincerity of heart and mind to get started and take control. When this happens, you will feel a sacred bonding, a unique emotion, and a relaxing feeling. And as you repeat this daily ritual, you will gradually begin to sense a greater spiritual peace in heart and in mind. Awareness of this appeal and subsequent success may be realized consciously or unconsciously. Even when you think you have failed or you have felt nothing, you still have achieved an important degree of success. The great law of love gradually becomes the law of your being and the intention of your life. Recognize love and beauty as the soul essences of all existence, the most dynamic and healing forces in the universe. Learn to see and sense these in all those who are on your path, and actively choose to have this love govern how you deal with people places and conditions. And engender a true soul commitment and experience true inner peace. Fear and resentment cannot exist where this law rules. You are truly dedicated to soul's purpose whenever operating within this cosmic and universal law. You may experience the same infusion of spirit which inspired St. Francis of Assisi to write the following. While in contact with the infinite master within, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hate, let me bring your love. And where there is offense, let me bring forgiveness. Where there is discord, let me bring a union with thee. And where there is error, let me bring forth truth. And where there is doubt, let me bring faith and truth. And where there is despair, let me be your instrument bringing hope. And where there is darkness, let me bring your light. And where there is sadness, let me bring your joy. O Lord, I do not seek as much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in forgetting ourselves that we find ourselves. It is in forgiving that we are forgiven. It is in dying that we are reborn into your life, which is eternal. Forever realize, beloved, that you are a source of God's light and God's love. So mote it be. Let us apply what we have learned. Just sit comfortably in your chair with your feet flat upon the floor and hands in your lap. Slowly and gently, take 7 deep breaths. Pause for a count of 4 after each inhalation. Then open your mouth and slowly exhale, closing your eyes. Contemplate the nature of the soul in light of what we have just mentioned. Now, after I say each of the following 5 affirmations, pause briefly in order to contemplate the essential meaning and seek to experience each of the affirmations as a true, true reality. 1, yes, yes, I am a living soul. I am enfolded within the very soul of God. My body is a perfect instrument of my indwelling soul. Yes, I dwell within this wonderful, magnificent body, for which I am grateful. I intend for soul to express its light and love through me to all with whom I come in contact and who are in my world and in my environment. Now, after finishing your contemplation, offer thankfulness. You may say any prayer you wish, and then send thoughts of cosmic love and cosmic light to those in the world and to those with whom you are in contact. Afterwards, take 5 deliberate breaths. And then write in your journal any impression or meaning of the soul that you care to record. Then go about your regular activities after finishing this exercise.